A near-fatal car crash more than 20 years ago left him with burns to 75% of his body. Today, he speaks out, helping young people make better life choices. News 1130's John Ackerman begins his series of Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the recipient in the physical rehabilitation category.
I don't remember any part of the crash. I don't remember any part of the trip to the hospital. I don't remember any part of the next month.
John Westaver was riding in a car when a sudden crash left three of his friends dead and him with burns to three quarters of his body.
They didn't expect me to live. They told their parents, you know, even though I survived the crash, because of the degree and the severity of the burn, they said John's not going to make it.
It took a long time for John to process the crash, the deaths of his friends, and the permanent damage from his injuries. But he learned an important lesson.
The main takeaway is that things go sideways fast, and you can't undo things that happen, and you can't say sorry enough to fix what happened.
Today, he's a motivational speaker, dishing out the kind of advice he wished he would have received as an 18-year-old about to get into that car that fateful day.
I would tell myself to not to be afraid to speak up and stand out.
I'm John Ackerman.
Don't be afraid to speak up. The subject of our first Courage to Come Back profile wishes he received that advice before a life-changing car crash more than 20 years ago. News 1130's John Ackerman kicks off his look at this year's winners with the recipient in the physical rehabilitation category.
I was very angry, I was upset, I was pissed off, and I was just really scared.
John Westaver was 18 years old when his life changed forever. A sudden car crash left him with burns to three quarters of his body, and the three friends who were in the car with him dead, including the driver.
And when I woke up, I was in shock because I didn't know where I was at. I looked around the room, and I was in a hospital room. I could barely move, and I was really groggy. And I had all kinds of questions, like, where am I at? Where's my friends? Where's my family?
It took John a long time to come to terms with the loss of his friends and his permanent injuries. Part of his recovery came in the form of public speaking and sharing his story with young people, which he continues to do to this day.
And I love doing that. I love giving back. I guess that's kind of like the kid I was growing up. That makes me feel good.
His main message, speak up if something doesn't seem right. It's advice he wished he would have received on the day that would change his life.
I was that teenager in that car drinking, and our driver was speeding, and we were doing a lot of things we shouldn't be doing. And I didn't speak up, and look what happened to me and my friend.
I'm John Ackerman.
And News 1130 is a proud sponsor of the Courage to Come Back Awards, which will be handed out Tuesday, May 16th at the Vancouver Convention Center.